with a very special love song and prediction. Okay, by the end of the year, Charlie Rich will be 52. Around the waist, let's see now. This guy puts on weight honestly and truly like there's no tomorrow. Think he's got a real weight problem? I think what he has is a real glandular problem. He really has to work at keeping his weight down. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he's getting along, too, like Elvis. It's 7:20, 20 minutes in age, getting along in age. In years, it's 7:20, 20 minutes after 7, eh, Wacky? 41 degrees, going to a high of about 65 in this area. They ought to take the old Duke of Louisville's lead and never get on in years. Never, ever get on in years. Someday I'm just going to make me today. You know, I'm going to fret over it? Forget about that. Someday I'm just going to topple over, but that's all right, too. 41 degrees, going up to about 65 today. Well, that's all right. 72 yesterday. 65 is high enough.
That's fine. We'll take that.
The grass cut, man, I'm telling you.
You got the grass cut?
Let me tell you something, pal.
I don't believe it, Ace.
Let me tell you something. What is today?
Today is Thursday, April 8th.
Tuesday afternoon. I've been busy, busy, busy. And I decided I would take a, you know, a little break just to enjoy a cup of coffee. And doing so, I picked up my cup of coffee. I walked to the front door. This was about 3:30 in the afternoon. Walked to the front door and I looked around on the lawn and I said, my Lord have mercy, look at that grass. It's got to be a foot and a half tall. That grass has got to come down. So you know what I did?
Got to.
I went ahead and hit a car. I went ahead and hired a couple of kids to cut it for me.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well,
at least you got it cut. That's the main
thing. Look, I was in no condition. I'd been drinking pretty heavily. I was in no condition to be out there on that 8-horsepower Ryder motor, man.
A 1055 on a...
I could have ended up a farm accident casually.
A 1055 on a Ryder motor.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, will you move the bag from Leo's, please? Thank you. Now I can reliably tell you it's 21 and a half minutes after the hour.
Too young! I was too young to know!
That's old loud mouth, Dr. Hugman, and I just had to scream him out there. Only 16. It's 7:28, 28 minutes after 7. Wacky time of good morning. This is Herman Bailey of H&R Bailey with 1,642 reasons why you should buy the Amana radar range. Reason number 6, cleanup time. Bellamy Brothers, we may want to form a posse and go out and hang a few. It's 7:35, 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. A few beers, I mean. 25 minutes before 8, Wacky time. 65 degrees is going to be our maximum reading in this area. And then back up to something close to 70 again tomorrow on Friday. I was thinking for a few brief minutes this morning, and frankly, I enjoyed a very brief period of elation while taking it. I was thinking this was Friday, but it's a Thursday morning.
Yes, Bill.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes, Bill.
My next record, Smoke on the Water, is on machine number 1. Will you start that for me, please?
Hey, happy to, Bill.
I have to go back to the laboratory and check out a report that there are several tortoises swimming around in there.
Oh, no. But they have Wacky Loves You painted on their backs. And for all of the scores, all of the time, every day. The line of the... He means that, friends. The line of the Wacky Scorekeeper is always open at 589-NEWS.
Did I tell you, folks, it's 7:55, 5 before 8 at Wacky. Did I tell you, folks, you have to be in the employ of this company for 10 years before you get a 3-week vacation? Can you imagine that? If I worked here for 10 years, I wouldn't have to ask for them to give me a vacation. The state would give me one. Out here in the country somewhere picking peas with my toes. Couldn't very well pick it with my hands wearing a straitjacket. 10 years and you get a lousy 3-week vacation. Is that crazy enough? Here's something that's even crazier. Turkey sausage.
Because to TWA, being the best isn't everything. It's the only thing.
Let me tell you something. I put in a good word for you upstairs there. And you know what? They promised me that they're going to provide you with some very nice weather today. Almost as nice as yesterday. As a matter of fact, a little nicer. Yesterday's high reading was 70. Today, under the same sunny skies, about 73 degrees. The good Lord is taking care of us. Strange music. It's 7:09. Electric Light Orchestra sing. I was saying that years before the Electric Light Orchestra came into being. 9 minutes after 7, a wacky 46 degrees.
It's presently 46 degrees at 22 minutes past the hour.
Reed.
Yes, Bill.
Honestly, last evening I was watching Teleconfusion. It was like yesterday afternoon, really. And ladies and gentlemen, and Reed Yatin, too. I was distressed when I saw before me eyes on the boob tube one of our local radio stations had taken to personal attacks on other radio stations in a television campaign which is geared to garner a greater audience, listening audience for this particular radio station. This particular radio station, which showed very little particularity in its choice of promotion, was actually attacking Wacky and WKLO. I was distressed. I thought to myself, if this isn't disgusting, they can't get the job done by normal means, by simply working toward an end. And of course, when I say working toward an end, I'm talking about an end of being number one, and of course, an end in revenue. It talked about, why do you have to listen to all of those commercials when you can listen to nothing but music? Let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you folks. The only reason this radio station doesn't have the commercials is because they don't have the audience. Believe me, if they had the audience, they'd get the commercials. And they'd probably have a lot more commercials than we have on the air, because that's where the revenue comes from. And as far as attacking me is concerned, and I am a part of this radio station, if they attack the radio station, they're attacking me. This very same radio station has approached me on three different occasions to come to work for them. And if you were to combine the salaries of the station manager, the sales manager, and the program director, they still couldn't come up with enough money to hire me. So the truth of the matter is, they're down on the ground wallowing in defeat, and they're trying to pull themselves up by shooting down the competition that they couldn't whip on the air. What the heck is wrong with some of these people anyway, Reed? Don't these people have any business ethics at all anymore? Don't they have any respect? What's wrong with him, Reed? What's wrong with him? It's enough to bring tears to a guy's eyes. What's their problem anyway, Reed? Aren't you talking to me this morning?
I'll let you carry this banner, Bill. You've been carrying it. Way out in front, waving.
No, really. You know, it's really, I think most people are, I think most people realize, you know, that the name of the game is money. It's revenue. And we get our revenue from the commercials.
Well, there's something else going on that I want to discuss with you in private in a minute, too.
Okay.
That I find rather curious. It's called Freeze Out.
It's called Freeze Out?
Yes, I'll tell you about it.
Okay, tell me all about it, Reed. Oh, it has to be told in confidence.
I want to tell you about it off the air.
Okay, but I sometimes, it's humorous, really, when you think about it. Some of the stations that are complaining, complaining to the public, you know, that why don't you listen to us? We don't have all of those commercials. Believe me, if they had the audience, they'd get the commercials. And boy, they would welcome each and every one of them, too, because that's the revenue. If they're not getting the revenue, they're in serious trouble financially. 46 degrees, going to a high reading of about 73 degrees in this area today.
Ben Snyder's April sale for the home.
Minds that are considered among the smartest in the country. Business minds. I'm beginning to think that they're a bunch of dunderheads. How can you possibly consider, okay, Dan and Sol Gilmore, love them both. They're both great guys. They're both fine basketball players. But you sign up a basketball player, and this is the problem. This is the problem not only here in Louisville, but all over the country in both leagues. You sign up a basketball player. We'll take one example, Dan Issel. Okay, you sign him up for $1.25 million. $1,200,000, I think that was it. Maybe it was $1.5 million. Pay him $200,000 a year, whatever he's getting. The man is able to contribute to the team for what on an average? 7 or 8 years or less? Up to 10 or 11 years? There's no way in the world, man, that you can get your investment back out of that person in that short period of time. No way. It's just impossible. So it's lousy investing. So how can these people be considered smart business people? Now, what they ought to do is pay them handsome salaries. I'm talking about reasonable salaries. A lot of money, but not an unreasonable figure like $200,000 a year. That's preposterous for a basketball player or for anybody else as far as I'm concerned, except perhaps the general manager of General Motors. At any rate, pay these guys handsome salaries and then let the company collect all of their endorsement money. And that way, they get a return on their investment through their investment. Do you understand what I mean? Okay, that's the way we're going to do it from now on. I think I'll buy that team. And see if I can't make a little money with them.
Estee Lauder woman. Become an Estee Lauder woman at Stewart's All Stores.
You devil, you. The longer you listen to Wacky, the more money you get. During special bonus hours, if you can tell us the last 10 records played, we'll double your age in dollars. We have some money to give away. Where's my list here? We have some money to give away. Here it is up here. I don't know how much money we'll be giving away. That all depends. Oh, is that mine? I guess it is. Yeah, that's mine. Where did you find it? Or did somebody bring it over?
Oh,
it's mine, all right. Okay, there's a note on the door there. Sure, that's mine. See, there's a note on the door there. I bought this radio, and there was something wrong with it from buying records, so they sent it back to the factory.
Huh? A good way to get it stolen.
Yeah, you don't leave anything laying around here because we, ladies and gentlemen, we suffer a great deal of thievery here at the Super 79. Not from the folks that come in to visit, but the folks who live here and work here. Yeah, that's it, all right. Well, I'm sure that my neighbor will be happy to hear this. This is my neighbor's radio. He handed me the money, and he said, Bill, why don't you get us a public service band police communications receiver? I said, I'll do it.
You can drink beer and listen to the...
Right, man, right. Listen to the police calls, man. Give me five, won't it?
Give me five, well, that would be.
Anyway, we got this police receiver. There's something wrong with it. I don't know what it was. Anyway, it didn't function as it was supposed to. So what did they... Couldn't find anybody in town who could repair the thing, so they sent it back to the factory. And they got union repairmen at the factory. So it took them a month to repair the thing. 46 degrees, the temperature in Kentucky.
It's 3 minutes after the hour.
Okay. Syndicate ownership, that's the answer right there, the Kentucky Colonels, all right? Everybody in Jefferson County who cares to throws in $2. $2 into the pot. That means you get one share of the Kentucky Colonels. This is the way it's going to be now. Put them on a block here. All right, a gun price about $1.5 million, right? $1,500,000. All right. Anybody in Jefferson County who wants to can buy a share of the Kentucky Colonels. This is my plan now. This is not the official plan. All right. Anybody who wants to buy a share can buy a share for $2. But you can only buy one share until everybody else has had an opportunity to buy a share. After that, then you can buy as many shares that remain as you want to. Now, first thing we're going to do after the county takes over ownership of the Kentucky Colonels is change the name of the Kentucky Colonels. They will remain with the ABA. But the name of the Kentucky Colonels will be officially changed to the Jefferson County High Jumpers. How does that sound, Reed?
It sounds like a mess, Bailey.
Sounds like a mess.
Sounds like a mess.
This sounds like a good deal to me.
A good deal? Okay, would you like to tell us why it's such a good deal and how it is going to work?